Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, one more wonderful day that the Lord has made. And like Jane Brown said, I feel good. Yes, another wonderful evening. I would say the opera, but it's more than that, the Comedy Factory. Man, have I heard some strange things today. If you get out and about and you get to seeing the weather change, and well, I don't know if it's any different, because right now, I come through South Dallas the other day, and it was like smiles was everywhere. People just conversationing. You could see them on corners, leaving, eating establishments. Well, y'all know I'm back on that subject again. I think when I left the other day, we was just discussing food, and I said, "Well, I traveled from Garland to South Dallas to get me some Emerson's chickens and some more." See, y'all try to be so politically correct and popular about it. Y'all be saying, "Oh, they got some nice chicken wings." Them are not wings. Those are wings. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bonton. Bonton real. You know, chicken wings. Man, chicken backs. You know, I don't think they do necks no more. I don't know. But I didn't do necks very well anyhow. But I definitely did. I definitely do the wings now on a big scale. Because, what they say, not because I want to, because I can. Ooh, has anybody seen that lady on the street with the word? I've been looking and I've been searching. Oh, that's a song, ain't it? Yeah, I've been searching. Yeah, because I really need to get the word on the street. I've been missing the word on the street for a week and some now. And it's been sad and lonely because I couldn't get the word. I can't get what's going on. I'm going to have to call one of my partners, like old Hoss, and see what he got going on. I heard about him on Twitter today. I heard Hoss on Twitter. So, I'm going to have to get in the know on some of this. You know I'm kind of slow. You know I'm old. But guess what? I'm here. I'm working on a couple of deals, man. You know, it's pitiful, man. You see the hood looking so good. You see the neighbors coming. Man, see people coming out all sides. All walks of. Man, Bunton, South Dallas just look real good now. And for them to have clean up South Dallas last Saturday and this coming Saturday, and folk ain't talking about it like it used to. You know, used to be Channel 8 or something. I'm going to have to call my partners at Channel 4 and see what's going on. That's what I'm going to do. Tomorrow morning, I'll get up bright and early and call my partner, TB1121. And see what the real deal is. They ain't putting nothing on about the God Dog Bunton reunion. Or the Clean South Dallas. You know, all of that kind of stuff coming up. Man, they doing a kidpreneur thing over at St. Anthony's in 2016. Supposed to be one of the biggest educational functions. And then, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all are aware, especially all the Tigers, all the Lincolnites, you know, that's a special word for the Tigers, you know. They didn't know they were Lincolnites till they got up and found out that was a real word. So the Lincolnites and the Tigers, I heard they got a new thing over there, a culinary school. So, yeah, it's on and popping, y'all. We need to start paying a little more attention. Wish I could have been there, but yesterday I had a prior engagement, as I did, as I do on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. But yesterday, just by trying to get this website off the ground, a couple of people on live tip of the day. So, man, if any of y'all have heard of a web agency or a website person that can just get mine up, ain't got to maintain it, ain't got to do nothing, I just won't add nothing until I find out what's really going on. Because, man, I give people authorization to put their own stuff up there, you know, on that. So, hey, if you're gonna drop it, just might as well drop it while it's hot. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't hear me. But, yeah, it is so much going on. It is so much going on. Lady with the word on the street, I really need you today, not yesterday. Oh, that's another commercial ad. Yeah, I need you now. Yeah, ain't no fun unless the rabbit got the gun. You know, how did you know the gun was loaded? Yeah. So, I'm like the Ever Ready Bunny. I'm trying to get you there. I'm trying, man. As soon as I get my website up, it's gonna be on and popping. You know, I'm thinking about just coming through $5, looking at some of my friends' businesses and putting them up. Also, that's the kind of website it's gonna be. I want some Black history information and some friends information. You know, when they ask me where I'm gonna eat, I'm saying, look at my website. Shit. You know, I got all the places I like on my website, and that's just what it's gonna be. That's the reason I'm gonna have it, so I can talk about it and discuss it. I can tell everybody how come I like Henderson chicken. The lady's name is Miss Henderson. Oh, that's Henderson chicken, ain't it? Yeah, that's what it is. So, yeah. I've been eating that chicken for a long time. I tell you my age, too. I ain't afraid. Yeah. You know. I don't look a day over 80. I greatly appreciate y'all keeping me up with what's going on. I didn't find that thing, man. Look at him. Went over there and looked at BLD school. And one lady was trying to tell me, and I'm trying to say, they done turned one side of BLD into a kindergarten, almost, with the oldest part, and the new part is almost like a junior high school. That's what I heard. You know, I'm going to find out. I'm going to get over there by myself, because I'll be walking. Hold on. And I'm going to find out what's really going on. Also, I said, that's strange, you know. They closing all the other schools down. We do need a trade school down there, and we don't need it. We don't need to have to pay extra money to keep it protected. See, you need to start identifying what's right and wrong, what's and all of that, because if you think it's right to break into something that's more beneficial for you, your kids, your grandkids, I'm going to have a couple of public hearings with y'all. Yeah, I don't know. You know, you get all them muscles and everything and all them bad ideas in your mind, like you done lost your mind and stuff. And like, what's that new word they got? Like you can't think straight. Like you can't think for yourself. You got to do wrong and all of that there. Bipolar. Yeah. You know, people blaming a lot of that on bipolar because they bipolar. Yeah, well, guess what? That's just like breaking the law. Ignorance is no excuse. You hip to what I'm saying? So I ain't trying to say that bipolar ain't a real sickness. I'm just saying it ain't no excuse. You have to treat people the way they supposed to be treated and without all of that medical acceptance. Of you know, it's just not right. Yeah. You bipolar, but you breaking and building. Yeah. No, y'all can't hear me. Y'all can't hear me because y'all ain't listening to me. Y'all trying to have a double-edged sword keep you out of trouble because you trying to find trouble. Yeah. So we going to represent, all right. For y'all that really don't know what Bonton is about, Bonton is about taking care of each other and helping each other out. It ain't about burglarizing the schools and the businesses that come down there to help, to make, get other businesses to come without drawing a whole lot of unnecessary attention, people being looked at and qualified and quantified and all of that there when it's highly unnecessary to have to do all of that with the people you profess to want to help. And the ones that actually are supposed to be needing the help, instead of helping to secure a better day, a brighter day, they want to set up, breaking in, tearing up somebody else's stuff. That is not bipolar. That's trying to use the system to not pay for your price, pay your price of ignorance. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, y'all going to hear from me. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm just trying to wait to get strong enough that when I get there, I can stand up. Because the topic tonight is, are you willing to fight for your community? Well, let me tell you about my community. I'm from Bonton, Texas. Yeah, the true home of Bonton. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all don't hear me, but you're gonna see me for long. I'm coming home. But I'm coming home loaded for bear, ready to fight, ready to make things right. And I ain't taking no ignorances on the way out. And just because you bipolar, you used to being done bad and whatever else, you got to tear up somebody else's stuff or break in somebody else's stuff. No, that ain't no excuse. And I ain't going for it. Yeah, you can't tell me that I have to. Because you break the man code of Bonton's rules, you break anybody's rules. And if you're going to be the fool, then everybody be a fool. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're going to tear up a man's stuff, but then just because you sick, you're going to get away with it. Yeah, that's over. That's, that one don't walk no more. So, we getting past that. We're going to get past that and move on up to the next slide. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Just got to do better, man. And learn how to defend your neighborhood, protect your neighborhood. You know, that's the only way we can grow it back, to grow it. You really, really used to be. Everybody cared about everybody else. Yeah, I know you understand where I'm coming from. You just don't really want to accept. But that's the fact, Jack. And that's just what it's going to be about. Yeah, that's it. So I just really want you to know that I hear you. I see you, I feel you, and Daddy said, it's going to be all right, yeah. Yeah, I'm still here, and it's rocking and popping. Yeah, what we got to do is find out if you are willing to fight for the neighborhood that you're from. Because don't sweat the small stuff. Well, I'm here to tell you. You better sweat it.
One day, it appears. New Gold Bond Dark Spot Minimizing Cream for Body. Targeted treatment, results begin in 4 weeks. Gold Bond.
The graduate student, Vaughn, is in the lead over the teacher and the lawyer. But Catherine, these are the categories for your selection. Self-portrait of the artist, called psychology.
The question is, are you willing to stand up for your community? Will you get on the front line? Will you get to battlefield? Because
Boy,
Yes, I'm still here. And again, I say it's on and popping because that's the way it is out here. So we're going to look at it from a bird's eye point of view. Here we come, back in the stride again. Are you willing to fight for your community? Yes, you're really willing to fight for it. But right now, we need to fight for some of the things that as the people really need, you know, get it back up to running snuff, you know. So let's think about that. Let's try to work that out. Because without it being up to par, you can't ask for nobody to come into a neighborhood that's not ready to show the best hospitality and the best side of why they call it Bun-Ton. All of that put together, all of that put together. Because it's time to do it. We need it. We really do. Time to go show it off, you know. So, just hold your horses. Cause we will fight for what's ours. So let's make it back. Yeah, y'all know it's that time. I'm watching Jeopardy. So, but the thing is, I know for a fact, as good as that park looked, as good as them streets looked, it's time to get down there and fight for it and do what you need to do. Because it's going to start growing so fast and by leaps and bounds. Mess around, you get down there and won't be nothing but liquor stores and houses, you know, not them kind of houses, but houses. So, got to go back home first. Got to get it right. Got to get it right, cause it's worth the effort. It's worth the effort. Yeah, we got a lot of churches down there, so hopefully we can keep out a lot of the riffraff. Y'all hear me? Y'all know where I'm going with it? Yeah. Sweep around your own front door. Yeah, I know y'all know what I'm talking about. So take it all under consideration. But Uncle Billy's going back home. Find me a way. I got a meeting with, oh, Lord, that's this Wednesday, too. I got a meeting with, I got to tell, yeah. Let me put things in perspective and things in check. Yeah, I got to do some podcasting. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I know y'all hear me. That's just where I'm going with it. We need to do what we need to do. And y'all hear me? Yeah, call this design artist and see what's on his mind. I need my website up, y'all. Station identification, space for.
Please leave your message for.
Yes, this is Billy. The guy that said I was gonna come find you and beat you up if you didn't call me about my website and the information you were supposed to get to me today. So I'm on air. So I just want you to know, understand, I'm looking for you. And I'm gonna open up this can of whoop. Yeah. I holler. Goodbye. Yeah, I got one more of those I got to make too. Y'all don't hear me, but I'm sure we're trying to make it slow. Yeah, what I'm trying to do is yeah, I'm still here. Shy in the blue. Trying to make all of this work. We got to get back on track. Coming back to Bunton, for me coming back to South Dallas, for me to have some great news to tell y'all about why I was coming and what I was going to try and accomplish. But you're going to hear a lot of it anyhow. I'm coming back because there's some great things need to be happening in the sunny side. You know, I understood that for a while things wasn't so sunny. People are still trying to put bad information in on a good play. Man, ain't nobody got dog me standing around selling them drugs and stuff like they used to do. That ain't happening no more. What's happening is, if any of that went down, it wouldn't last very long because people don't want it no more. They don't even want that. That nickname being in the community no more, you know, ain't nothing, you know. That's the new saying, ain't nothing, ain't nothing going on. And we need to get down there while the getting is good and make sure don't nothing get started. So yeah, I'm going home. Sweep around my own front door, just like I was saying earlier. Because it's time. And that's what that's about. Let me finish doing what I was doing, because see now, I got to find somebody else I can depend on. People ain't jumping off like they're supposed to. So, and I understand that, you know. It ain't no fun when you have to say stuff and be factual, and you can't just say it because you other people want to hear it. You got to be able to do it. You got to own up to it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, in the hood, your word is your bond. You know, you got to live what you said. You know, you just can't talk out your butt no more. You know, yeah, you got to be able to back it up. And be on and popping, it's same old soup, just warmed over. Hopefully, I wanted to talk about some of these different franchises and stuff. Y'all know y'all got a beauty school. Oh, well, I hate to call it a beauty school, just because girls, women go there. But it's a barber school, and there's a lot of young kids going to school to be barbers that, you know, you wouldn't even expect nowadays. And so it is wonderful to see that. I was telling the lady, I said, well, just like I told a couple of my nephews, you know, in the industry, you know, back in the day, when a barber finished barbering for the day, he'd take off that hat, put on another hat, stovetop type hat, and turn around. He was the mayor, you know. Or he'd take that hat off, turn around, put on another hat, and he was the doctor. And if you had to go to court, he'd take that hat out, put on another, and he was a lawyer. You know, barber had a whole lot of goddamn me class back then. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to talk to you barbers, see what's really going on. Because, hey, that's what it's all about. You know, being able to be versatile. Yeah, yeah, y'all catch that in a minute. You know, Festus Hagen. But you just got to move on and do better things, bigger and better things. Because, you know, our youngsters are getting so educated nowadays that just trying to grow up in a great neighborhood ain't it. You got to kind of help the neighborhood, and you got to coexist. Make it a better place for your kids and grandkids and stuff to grow up in. And if you're not going to be a true part of it, please don't go to Bantam. Because you got to be a part. Because you're going to be held accountable, too. You know, stuff going on in your backyard and you don't want to tell nobody because you from the hood. That ain't the hood we live in no more. You have to ask some questions. Why are you standing in my yard selling that junk, you know? And if they buck up, that's when you buck up, you know? No, dude, I ain't the man. I ain't that kind of, I'm the other kind of man. You can't do that on my property. You can't do that in my yard. I'm that kind of man, you know? Yeah. So sooner or later, you know, you don't stand up for something, like I've been saying. If you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything. So, you know, you call it your community, and you go on around there, but then still people down the street got dog me knocking down old ladies and taking their purses and stuff, and that's your community. You supposed to like that. Oh, no. See, that's what I'm saying. Man, we used to laugh when Miss Miss Young, used to walk by. She was slanging that purse. Oh, man. You know, like, please come grab my purse. I ain't shot nobody this week. You know? Yeah. So, and if she hadn't take care of it, we were always somewhere close around because we knew what was going on in the hood and in the community. It didn't last long. Yeah, that's what that's about. That's what we need to be teaching our kids instead of condoning them bringing extra bicycles home. Where did you get that bicycle from? Just take it right back. You can't put it in my house. Yeah, that's what that is. My little boy was telling me when he was sick. Oh, Lord. Him and his brother and some other boys, some other, as he called it, our other brothers, you know, they from a different mother. Yeah. I said, boy, how you know, where you learn that kind of junk from? I said, I ain't got no other brothers until your daddy said he your brother. Yeah. You know, making him, you know, you have to think for yourself sometimes. Or you try to use all of that old smart terminology. But anyhow, he was telling me, my brother and him were stealing bicycles. Now, you know the terminology for all of that. And you said me and my brother at first. Then you turned around, and after you saw the frown on my face, you wanted to shift the weight and put it all on your other brothers, you know. And but basically, I had to come back to the same question. While they were stealing them bicycles, what was you doing? Oh, I was just watching. I said, well, you know, that's still a part of the theft, you know. That's called accessory to the fact. And, oh, man, he looked at me and said, it wasn't nothing like Little Willis now. It wasn't nothing like what that little boy on that show name, what you talking about. But he wanted to say that. He really did. Because I said, you know, that's accessory to the fact. You know they stealing bicycles and didn't steal. You right there with them. Did you ride? Yeah. Well, you stole bicycles. But, Dad, I didn't. Yes, you did. If you rode them, you stole them. You was an accessory to the fact. I said, so, if you ain't got no more information for me, we're just going to stop that conversation right there until you can tell me something else, tell me something better than what you're telling me. Because you said you didn't steal a bicycle. What else did you do, you know? And, man, boy, he clammed up for a minute. Next night, I got some more out of him. So I got to hearing what kind of track record he was having. And then I got to ask him, well, what was y'all doing out there late at night anyhow? You know, and all of that kind of stuff. So, yes, I am concerned about my son and all the other kids that's out here. Do we have to start an older thing like a curfew? Are parents not able to have their own kids in the house at a certain time? Lord, have mercy. What's going on? Like I said, my little boy was 6 years old. He was on punishment so long. Dog me, it was pitiful. You know, December, January, and February, that little trip, that little excursion, and he was on punishment the whole trip, almost two straight months. last part of December into February of 2008, which is the last time I saw him, you know, in eye to eye, man to man, face to face. I saw him on internet a couple of times since. His picture, his status, yeah. But you know, it just ain't like it should be. But it's getting better. It's getting better. And we gonna make it get better than that. So the fact of the matter is, my guest for tonight is not calling in. They haven't called in, so I might have to cut the show a little short tonight so that I can get started on some other things, because I do have some loose ends that I have to take care of. And a couple more, find some dependable folk that I can guide dog me. Get back on track with, cause I'm kind of way behind on a lot of stuff, but it's got to change, and trust me, it's gonna change and it's gonna get better, cause that's what it's all about, progress. You know, a guy out of Chicago was talking to me about progress and regress today. Not in a great strong context toward what I'm doing, but toward life, I guess. And just reminding me that in order to be a success in somebody else's eyes, you got to progress to their pervasive attitude or whatever, but that's not me. I don't call that progress. That's still for somebody else. What I call progress is my growing in the situation that I'm in. You know, if you content to be in that situation that you're in and you decide not to grow, I can see that, but no, I ain't never been that. I want to grow from every day, regardless of how financially independent it is or whatever. That's not growth. That's making money. Growth is learning more about the business or industry that you're in, to whereas you can get to a position that other people can depend to and contend about your stability and everything else. I know y'all hear me on that one, because that's what it's all about, growth and opportunities that exist, and for whatever purposes there are. So it's all good, and we gonna get there no matter what it takes, because that's what we do, remember? We get there, and the road is clear, ain't no bumps in it, ain't no detours, so we on the road again. Had to take a few detours, you know, that happens, but we still talking, and what we got to do is maintain a level of excellence that's comparable to no one else's, but our own standards, and stay on the trail of pursuit, and that pursuit is of going back home, getting into the schools. I'm telling you, the Kidpreneur program that's going to be held at St. Philip's in April of next year is going to be stupendous. It's going to be, oh, man, mind-bending. Because, man, I can see with the kind of people that I'm talking with, you know, I include everybody. I talk to janitors. I talk to scientists. I talk to everybody that I talk to. I am discussing with the Kidpreneur program because I just want to see it in person myself, see it in action. Man, you know, I love seeing intelligent people, but when you start showing intelligent kids, intelligent children, whatever you decide, moniker to put on them, that's all well and good. So, and I just want y'all to know that the Kidpreneur program, the Clean South Dallas movement, which is showing up again this coming Saturday. Let's talk a little bit more about Henderson's Chicken. Has some new developments coming up. Supposed to been meeting with her a little while this afternoon, but I was trying to get back to do a part, like I say, a part of the show so that I could introduce you all to some new happenings for the Ask Uncle Billy show. It's not going to be tonight, so we'll talk about it tomorrow or Wednesday, depending. And you all, most of y'all that know me know what that depending is, so we'll get to that later. You know, usually I'm just one day a week, but because of our interest that we're having with other new businesses and ideas, on Wednesday's show, I can already tell you all that I'm going to have some information on some pending changes in South Dallas. The political changes in that South Dallas are growing by leaps and bounds. Your city council person over there is ready to do a show. I'm trying to get her to do a weekly show. I know she'll probably end up doing a monthly show. But, you know, because if you think this is easy, if it was, everybody would be doing it. I'm doing this because I'm trying to go back home to my community, and this is the best way right now that I can do it outside of getting out there on them streets every day and trying to change some minds and influence some people. I can't do that anymore right now. So this is my way of doing it, and I'm going to do it the best that I can, when I can, why I can. So, you know, my time is very, very serious. And I don't take partial to unused good time. Good times are supposed to be used as good time. You know, everything else is debunked. It's a lie. So, but that's another story. We'll talk about those later. But I want to talk about more Clean South Dallas. And, man, went off into Roberts Ready to Wear again the other day. Wow, man. Now, but all of y'all that know me know I like hats. This man had some hats. Man, look at him. I'm glad it's not March. You know that wind blowing? I'd have to buy 20 god dog hats, man. Because he got some nice little light hats in there, ain't heavy on your head, look good, go with your shoes. Man, I'm going to get me about 5 of those hats. I can change that 2 or 3 times a day. And, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I don't go out but a couple of days a week, but them hats and them shoes, man, I be wanting to get out every day. Y'all see me limping down in the hood, be saying, Billy, you need a ride? No, man, I'm showing off these shoes. Yeah. So, I'm going to gonna stay on air until some of these calls come in, because I'm finding out already a lot of people forget that they have, I'm gonna call you at so-and-so, so I can do this, I can do that. I got to tell them about what I did for the weekend and what I said, yeah, well, you know, that's what you said. But, you know, okay. I can only show you how to build your audience. But, you know, if you're not going to do it right, I'm not gonna share my time with you. You know, yeah. There's a couple of people they sold their shows start this week. You know, it was a little tip that I wanted to do to, you know, ask me, get to asking people and finding out a little bit more about it, knowing that it ain't all caked up that you thought it was going to be, no, huh? Because you working with a fool. You working with somebody that ain't going to let you lie to my public, lie to God dog me, all the people I got built up that's going to try to, you know, help me through these battles I got to go through to get to where I want to go. I can't be cutting down no weeds and stuff by myself, you know. I'm trying to build me a team. I'm trying to make friends and influence people. And I'm not going to have you blatantly lying to my constituents and my people, because that ain't me. You know, I keep trying to tell you, I talked to my little boy about being an accessory to the fact. But y'all don't hear me. Yeah, I'm glad you do, because I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not going to lie for you, and I'm not going to lie about you. But I ain't going to condone you lying to my listeners, lying to my friends, lying to my family, because that's not me. I'm going to sit up here on the show and have you on the other line lying to my folk and I'm going to be quiet. No, that's never going to happen. Don't even suggest it. And I'm glad y'all didn't call, because if you lie to me about the time you'll call, you'll lie about something else. So, good night, Irene. Whoop the queen for that 16 of... That's what it's all about. So, got a guy out there that's brilliant, know what he's doing in the technology field and everything. He's good at it. He's better than good. He's great at it. And he has a knack for public relations and marketing and stuff like that. Write some of the best proposals in the world, because he studies the different programs, especially in the technology area, you know, radio, TV, marketing, all of that. And I mean the equipment that goes with it, with all of those. So, and he's realist, but as you can see, he's not dependable. And so that's another subject. That's another story. So I'm going to stop that unnecessary dialogue, because I've always said, when I get up in the morning, one of the first things I say, and it's there's a truism within oneself. Once one identifies some of his other problems, and he understands that we all have limitations. And that in which I cannot control, I can't let bother me. Y'all will catch that pig, that greasy pig, yeah, and ride it to the end once you catch that, once you catch it. Once you, you know, that in which I cannot control, I cannot let bother me. You know, why is you going to keep trying to work with and think with and about something you don't have any control of whatsoever, not on the final idea of it, the start idea of it, or anything else? Those are the ones that you give to God and say, Lord, I can't handle this one. I can't do nothing about this one. You know what I'm saying? Lord, you got to take this one. Because, yeah, I can't fight this one off. I can't do nothing with it. That's not very hard to say to yourself. But once you get the line, no, you can't do nothing about it. No, you really don't have anything at all to say about it because it's not within your control. It's not within your power shot. You can't do nothing at all about it. You can't stop it. You can't eat it. You can't do nothing with it. But yet and still, you still want to keep bringing it up and doing it. And I try to ask people all the time. Every time I see you, you got the same problem. You're talking about the same stuff. You're talking about stuff that, you know, you can't do nothing about. You know, somebody else is in that power. Somebody else controls that. Somebody else, and you can't control them. So why you keep bringing this up, you know? What, you can't do nothing about it. You can't eat it. You can't take it with you. You can't even give it away. Because every time I see you, you're talking about it. See, that's what I'm talking about. So, you know, once you realize to yourself that in which I cannot control, I can't let bother me, the better off you are. Because you begin to know and relate to your limitations. You can't do everything. You're finally waking up and smelling the coffee. You're finally waking up and realizing that the fact of the matter is you're not the real Superman. You're just an ordinary man that's now beginning to learn that if you stay in your own lane, sweep around your own front door, take care of your own business, and help your friends out and stuff when they realistic and want to help take care of some of their business. Yeah, something that they can really discuss and do something about. Then you realize who you are. But as long as you're trying to fake it and shake it till you can make it, that don't work. And I don't care what you do to fake it and shake it till you can make it, it don't work. That's the reason you're faking it and shaking it. And why? That's overexertion of muscles and brains for nothing. You can't come to a conclusion. You can never come to an end of something that you don't have control of. Oh, y'all don't hear me. After you get off the phone, so that you won't have to say nothing. You'll wait till you get off the phone and say, you know, he was right. You can go on and push that button now and tell me you right. And because once you identified and once you claim it, you own it, you can do something about that. The part that you claim, the part that you own, you can do something about that. Once you say, I can't do anything about that, that's not mine. You'll feel 1,000,000% better. But see, can't nobody say that but you. And until you choose to say it, you're going to forever have a problem. Somebody else's. That you can't do a damn thing about, excuse my friends, but you can't do nothing about, but you still maintaining the self-destructive attitude of, I ain't going to blow up and do something good out here because I'm worrying about problems that ain't even mine, problems I can't even do nothing about. And here you're going to feed somebody and you hungry. See, I need people that's able to give and give back to society of time and management and other stuff. You know, you got things going in that affects other people that you can actually do something about. But you actually want to do something about something that ain't nobody tried to give to you. But some crazy folk might have tried to lay it on you simply because you trying to be Superman. See, if you stop trying to maintain that Superman ability, which you ain't fooling nobody. The only person that's getting hurt in the whole Superman philosophy of you is you. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't. You can't fight for no other neighborhood. You can't fight for the fake neighborhood you got as long as you fake and phony. And that's where I'm going with it. You know, I got you. Sooner or later, you got to face the fact that you ain't all of that in a bag of chips if you're trying to fight battles that you already know you can't win. Because that's stupid. And, you know, I ain't real good at calling people stupid. I ain't real good at calling people idiotic. But if that's what you really represent to yourself, you have a look in the mirror. You know, I'm just being real. This is a commentary night. And a pretty good one, I might add. I suppose I've been off the phone 10 minutes ago. But this is something that I have to do because you get to seeing folk that's phony, that's fake, and you know they lying to themselves. I want to do this. I want to do that. How long have you been telling me that? What are you doing? What efforts are you making toward doing what you're telling me that's what you want to do? I can't get 150% behind you when right now I don't know anything that you've done. And right now, I'm trying to get something accomplished. I've been trying to get accomplished for years, which is take my community back. But I went through a few dozen different detours because things changed and things stayed the same. But it didn't help me to go through all of the detours and keep coming up with the same situation of ain't got nobody to help me fight it. Ain't got nobody to help me do it. And it's kind of strange. People can always say, help them, help them. And you know I ain't got no money. Can you do that free? Yeah. I can make a few calls for you, you know, find out what it's going to take and whatever. So, yeah. No, I ain't going to charge you. But when you come back and you say, well, I need some help doing so-and-so, you know, simple little thing. Well, I'm busy right now. How busy are you? You busy 24/7? I don't want to even ask no question like that. But you can't take out 5-10 minutes of your time to find out who I can get to help him or do whatever, then, yeah, you're too busy for me. You go on and keep doing what you're doing. But remember, you're talking to an elephant, and I ain't talking about no GOP. I know y'all hear me, but you better find out. I used to ask different people, are you ruthless enough to run this business? Are you ruthless? Even when I was real young, I used to ask people, you know, you're in a business that if you don't watch it, you get ate up. Well, I know you got my back. Well, remember, I ain't there right now. You're in a business that you can get ate up, you know. You say ain't no such thing as the cookie monster. You looking just like an oatmeal cookie. really wanted to sell Oreo, but you know, y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. You know, so when it all comes away from the heart, remember, I'm the one that told you, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. You keep going on them hunting trips, and now that you're by yourself, you ain't got nobody to watch your back. Tell you, look like an oatmeal cookie. This might get ate up. But suffice it to say, I got to get my website up. I got to find a designer, web designer. Gonna find one tomorrow. I'm going in. What a difference a day make. Today I had to get out a few times, and plus I had to see my therapist and my get some medications changed over. Saw my primary care physician, and we talked medication. Because I'm taking some great information back into the hood with me that you all, I don't know, y'all don't think about this kind of give back, but pretty soon you're going to reach my age, and you're going to say, well, how come I didn't know about that? Undoubtedly, you ain't been listening at my show. So, you know, there's a lot that you're going to miss by not listening at my show. But anywho, I'm going to have to get off early tonight because my two should have been callers to take up this hour of my time didn't show up. But that's another story. That's another subject. We'll get on that tomorrow and or Tuesday. I'll let you all know from my laptop to my shortstop. I will holler. But I'm out of here. You all have a great evening. Remember, this too shall pass, and you all forgive me and forget me about this show, but I am very serious about fighting for my hood, and my hood is Bundtown. My hood is South Dallas. My stomping ground is South Dallas. It's now known as Downtown Dallas from time to time. At least the part that I shop at. Robert's Ready to Wear is on Martin Luther King. Downtown is on Martin Luther King. So, I'm Downtownville. Yeah. So, y'all hear me? I will holler. Y'all have a great evening. And whoop the queen for that 16. I holler.